On June 30, the state of Minnesota withdrew the entire clean cars rule, so we've been fighting emissions for decades. Another aspect that growers are fighting back against is the misconception that producing more biofuels equates to more land entering production. We just want to make sure it benefits Minnesota as a whole, not to blindly follow another state's standard. The process began in May when Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison submitted a letter to initiate the dismissal of the case. Minnesota adopted California's Clean Cars Rule in 2021. On June 30, the state of Minnesota withdrew the entire Clean Cars Rule. The Minnesota Soybean Growers Association partnered up with other fuel and energy groups to oppose the rule in 2023 in a lawsuit. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Minnesota, challenged the legality of Minnesota Pollution Control Agency rules that required new cars, light-duty trucks, and medium-duty vehicles in the state to meet emission limits set by California and match California's requirements for the sale of a certain percentage of so-called zero-emission vehicles, as defined by California regulators. The reason the soybean growers were pushing back is because of the major headway they have made with building a biofuel industry in the state, which helps to power internal combustion engines that are not labeled as zero-emission vehicles. While they may not be labeled as such, association members said that biofuels are clean and a renewable fuel produced domestically that the state should be supporting, not hurting. The lawsuit contended that the Federal Energy Policy and Conservation Act, which creates a uniform national standard for vehicle fuel efficiency, prohibits states from adopting policies related to federal fuel economy standards. APCA says that a state or a political subdivision of a state cannot adopt or enforce a law or regulation related to fuel economy standards or average fuel economy standards. Biofuels reduce emissions already. Newly installed MSGA President Ryan McIntyre said in an interview with AgWeek, "So we've been fighting emissions for decades. So to have a standard like that set by another state coming to our state, if we're going to have a standard, let's have one set by Minnesotans, for Minnesota, and benefits agriculture, which benefits our state and our communities. Whether, or and we give the market bulls Fuel 50 and a GoSmart feed facility at Carrington Research Extension Center opens new avenue for research 4D ago what changed in the grain markets. Maybe less than you think, Joel 17, Minnesota was one of 17 states to follow California's lead in adopting clean car regulations that went beyond federal laws. In Minnesota, the program was part of the state's climate action framework that aims to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030. The rule dismissal turned out to be one of the talking points about the importance of membership into the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association at the 20th Annual Future of Soy Summit on Tuesday, July 21. It was through membership dollars and voices, as well as working with other groups, that they were able to push back on the rule and see it removed. Court cases are costly and can take a long time. This one took over 3 years. McIntyre said, to continue prevailing in the court system, resources are required, and that's why membership in MSGA is so important. MSGA Executive Director Joe Smentek said it's the association arm that is able to go after rules like this that he said are harmful to the soybean industry. According to the MSGA, Minnesota's biodiesel industry contributes nearly $1.7 billion toward the state's economy. Another aspect that growers are fighting back against is the misconception that producing more biofuels equates to more land entering production. Jamie Bayer, who farms with her family near Wheaton, Minnesota, and is a member of the American Soybean Association Board of Directors, said that farms are losing ground, not gaining. "That isn't how it works," Bayer said. "There are no more acres. We're losing acres nationwide. It happens in Brazil, but it's not happening here." McIntyre and Smentek said it wasn't enough for the state to announce that the rule was obsolete after success was seen in increasing electric vehicle sales in the state. The MPCA declared the rule obsolete with the end of the automobile industry's 2025 model year, after approximately 7% of all new light-duty vehicle sales in 2024 were electric vehicles. The goal was 6%. They wanted to make sure it was dismissed altogether. "We're not against emission standards," McIntyre said. "We just want to make sure it benefits Minnesota as a whole, not to blindly follow another state standard." The process began in May when Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison submitted a letter to initiate the dismissal of the case.